give a hand of applause to all those who will be watching by internet today. Welcome to Cove Baptist Church. It is good to see you this beautiful day in Louisville, Kentucky. If you're ever in our area, we would love to have you to come and worship us. Just go to covebaptistchurch.org and get directions. It's beautiful here in Kentucky. Let's go to God's Word. Here we go. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, we know your presence is in this place. Again, Father, we thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. And Father, most of all, we thank you for your salvation. To those who may be listening by internet or those in this congregation, Jesus is coming soon for his people. Joshua in the Old Testament said, choose today. The New Testament says today is the day of salvation. Do you get the message? Do you get the point? No one's promised tomorrow. But until the Lord comes, Satan is doing everything he can to destroy Christian people. Father, may we not yield to that, but yield to you. Give us the strength that we need. Jesus, most precious and holy name, we pray. And everyone said, all right, our scripture is going to take a little bit of a turn. People. because people have a tendency to make us mad. Family has a tendency to make us mad. We have a tendency to open our mouth and speak. And when we do, it can get all of us in trouble if we're not speaking with a godly mouth. Godly mouth comes from a godly heart. Godly heart comes from asking God to control our mouth. And that is not easy to do. Speak not evil one of another, brother. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother. It's going to be very hard for me to talk bad things about you if I'm not judging you. Because if I'm going to say bad things about you, it's because you've made me mad, or I don't think you're living right. Yeah. Take care, Florida. I think you're all sinners. I think you're all nuts. I think all y'all need to be in a hole. How's that? That sound real sweet and loving? I like this, too. You know, you ought to be in my shoes. We ought to be in my shoes. I'm not even wearing shoes. I'm wearing house shoes, thank you. Yeah, how you like that? It's easy to sit back and to tell you how to live your life. Jesus said one time, especially knowing he's a carpenter and knew what he was talking about, he said it's pretty hard for me to talk about perspective to your eye and I have to use the Lord. You know, it's pretty hard to talk about your backyard, because what's happening is, if I'm talking about your backyard, it means I'm looking at your yard, I'm not looking at mine. I'm looking at your life, I'm not looking at mine. I'm judging your life, I'm not judging my life. You know, I'm full of purpose. That's exactly how you come across people who judge people. It's like, man, why can't everybody just be like me? I can't pat myself on the back with one arm. That's the way you come across. And that is real Christian life. Isn't it? Look what it says. He that speaketh evil of his brother, he's judging his brother. Speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. In other words, if I'm going to take upon myself to be judged, I'll throw this out. For those of you watching men that are pointing to the Ten Commandments, I just throw them out. Because now I become judge. I'm not leaving this to God. I'm leaving it to me. And everybody here is guilty. There's nobody in here holier than thou. Because that's the way Satan does. That's the way he tempts us. He loves for us to judge each other because we're not kind to each other. So many times we are not kind to each other. But the more of Jesus we get into us, we learn how to be kind to each other. Do you remember one of the greatest examples of the world of this? Jesus was teaching one day. And they brought this lady who had been pretty well known throughout the community of being a lady of the evening. I'm going to use that phrase because she has children in here. And threw her down at Jesus' feet and said, you know what the law says? I'm talking about man's law. Law says, stone her. Kill her. Put her out of her misery.
said to him, you remember this, you know this as well as I do. He did not judge her. He did not threaten her. He simply just said, get up, straighten up, dry your eyes, go, and sin no more. And the judges have left. Able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judges the matter? There is one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Look at this quote. One lawgiver, God Almighty. You will be saved, you will be destroyed. Does to do that. Why would you do that? Because let me tell you something else God's Word says. If you start judging, look out. I'm going to judge you. Lord, Bill, that's a pretty strong talk. Don't do that. But let me tell you why. Because Satan wants us to do that. He wants us to judge each other. He wants us to hate each other. He wants us to absolutely despise each other, to destroy the church, to destroy the witness, to destroy the love. I mean, Satan came real, real close to taking one of the grandest things that this church is doing today. One is the shared word ministry. The other is taking this gospel around the world. He came close to shutting it down. Today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year, buy and sell, and get gain. Whereas you know what shall be on the morrow, but what is your life? Is it even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away? For you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live, or do this, or do that. One of the grandest things in James's time that he writes, as people just seem to make their own decisions, their own choices, and they say, you know, I'm going to do this today, I'm going to do this tomorrow, I'm going to open up a business tomorrow, I'm going to keep it open a year, I'm going to make a lot of money, and I'm going to move on to the next thing. We'll move on to the next.
picture. He says, here's some advice. Here's what you ought to say, which is another way of saying, this is what you ought to do. If the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Poor old Uncle Jimmy's been gone now for over 10 years, but he had a saying when he was here. Some of you do remember him. He had a saying. He said, you know, he said, a lot of people walk around like smell me. Look at me. Oh, yeah. I got it all together. I got my act together. I got looks. I got money. I drive a Ford. It don't get no better than that. Place on this planet, you can outrun his love and his grace. No matter where you're at or what you're Stand with me, please. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Oh, Father, in the precious and holy name, how good you have been to all of us. May we acknowledge that today that, Father, you are Lord. You are God. And you are offering amazing grace to anyone today who wants to accept it. If you're watching by internet today, all you've got to do is say, Jesus, come into my life. And no matter where you're at or what you're doing, he can reach down to you right now and save your soul if you would just reach to him. To those in this congregation, all you've got to do is say, Jesus, forgive me. I want to be saved. Walk this aisle. Let me have a prayer with you. Your life will change forever. Maybe you need a quiet time here at this altar. We're going to invite you to come. Maybe you need for me to pray with you about an issue or a decision. Come forward. We would love to have you. Whatever's on your heart, there's not anything so big that God can't handle. He's here with loving, open, graceful arms. Will you come? In the name of Jesus. Father, bless this moment. And all that we do, and we're going to give you the glory for it. In Jesus' holy name we pray.